请我们一起打开彼得前书第二章。
Together, let's open up our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们还是从第四节读到第十节。
Let's start still read from verses 4 to 10.
虽然第四节和第五节我们上次已经说过了。
Although we have already talked about verses 4 and 5 last time.
但是这是一整段的圣经。
But this is a paragraph that belongs together.
所以我们还是把它一起读过。
So let's read it together still.
请按照你们自己喜欢的语言来读。
Please read according to your preferred language.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说：“看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安。”信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说：匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。又说：做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。我们在主面前有一点仰望的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer in front of our Lord.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we come before you with a whole heart of praises and worship.
我们是蒙了何等大恩典的一群人。
We are a group of people who are so greatly blessed by you.
我们可以有权柄到你面前来。
That we may have the privilege and authority to come before you.
我们可以与你的儿子一同坐席。
That we can be seated together with your son.
一起享受你为我们摆设着丰富的宴席。
Together we can enjoy the abundant feast that you place before us.
这是何等的荣耀！
What a glorious
thing! 何等的高台！
How exaltation that is!
但愿早晨你不只是在诗歌祷告中来与我们相交。
We pray that this morning, although you're not just with us, fellowshipping with us in hymns and prayer.
你不只是借着饼杯与我们相交。
Not only do you fellowship with us through the bread and the cup.
我们也等候期盼你在你自己的话语中与我们相交。
We pray and long for your words to fellowship with us.
我们向你承认我们一切的软弱和失败。
We confess to you all our sins and failures.
我们更要向你感谢在基督里一切的恩典和怜悯。
All the more we want to thank you all the grace and all the mercy that you've given us in Christ.
我们等候你把你的话向我们解开。
We wait upon you to open up your words to us.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our precious, of the precious Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果弟兄姐妹还记得，
If brothers and sisters can still remember,
彼得在彼得前书从第一章开始，
Peter in the book of 1 Peter starting from chapter 1,
他就告诉这一群走天路的天路客们。
He has started to tell these pilgrims who are walking the pilgrimage.
虽然他们现在面对的是许多的艰难困苦。
Although now they're feeling all kinds of difficulties and sufferings.
他们在社会上是边缘人士。
In the society, they're just marginal people.
他们常常面对的是逼迫、贫穷和苦难。
They constantly facing persecution, poverty, and sufferings.
但是彼得告诉他们。
But Peter told them.
他们的源头不简单。
The source is not simple.
Their origin
is not simple.
他们是三位一体的神奇妙的作为。
These are the deeds of the amazing triune God.
所以在一切的苦难中，他们有荣耀的盼望。
So therefore, in all sufferings, they have the glorious hope.
并且他们的生活
，and also their life，
也因着这样的盼望而带出许多的美丽。
And also because of all this hope, it brings out a lot of beauties.
在他们的生命中会有顺服，会有圣洁。会有敬畏，更会有弟兄相爱。
In their lives, they will have beauty. They have a love for each other.
从第一章的第一节一直到第二章的第三节。
Starting from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 3.
如果简单用一句话来描写这大一段的圣经。
If simply to use one word to describe these verses.
那就是把一个信主前的人跟信主后的人放在一起做比较。
That is to place and compare a person who before he believes in the Lord and after he believes in the Lord.
然后就到了第四节开始。
And then we come to verse 4 at the beginning of it.
这里是把天路客跟不信的人做比较。
Here is comparing the pilgrim to an unbeliever.
在二章的四到十节这一段的圣经里。
In this part of the verses 4 to 10,
彼得告诉了我们天路客的团体，他的身份、地位和他的使命。
It tells us of the pilgrims, a group, identity, and calling, and position.
第二章十一节以后
，After chapter 2, verse 11,
彼得就告诉我们：如果你知道你的身份、地位和使命
，Peter started to tell us if you know your identity, your position, and your mission.
你就知道在这个败坏的世界中你应该如何面对。
Then you will know how to face this corrupted world.
这是为什么上一次我们说过二章的四到十节是彼得前书的转捩点。
And that's why we talked about last time that First Peter chapter 2 verses 4 to 10 is the turning point.
上一次我们一起分享四到五节的时候
，Last time when we shared from verses 4 to 5,
我们说到天路客的身份里面，他们真的有极大的特权。
And the last time we talk about in the status of this pilgrim, they have a special privilege.
他们是可以到主面前去的人。
They are people who can come before the Lord.
他们是。要被建造神为神的殿的人
，and the people to be built into the temple of our Lord, of God.
那我知道我们中间很多年轻的弟兄姐妹
，and we know that amongst us many young brothers and sisters.
你们的头脑中是明白
，though you understand it in your head.
可以到主面前去，不简单。
It's not simple to come before the Lord.
因为旧约只有大祭司一年一次带着血才可以进到至圣所。
Because in the Old Testament, only the high priest, he has to bring with him the blood, and once a year, he can go into the Holy of Holies.
一般以色列的百姓是见不到神的面的。
The common Israelite people, they are not allowed, they will not be able to see God.
圣经里面说，如果人见了神的面，人就必定要死。
The Bible said, if man sees the face of God, they will definitely die.
这些道理你们都懂。
And this reasoning, you all understand.
但是你们心里面不会明白说，我们今天新约里面这些天路客。
But in your heart, you don't really understand that in the New Testament time, we, the pilgrims,
我们可以到神面前去有什么了不起？
We can come to God anytime, so what's so great about it?
我们好像不觉得这个很宝贵。
We don't seem to realize that this is so precious.
就让我想起来有一年我去印度。
And it reminds me of one year when I went to India.
我的飞机是飞到 Bombay。
My plane arrived at Bombay.
那这是当地一个很大的城市。
And this is a very great big city there.
我飞机到达的时间是已经过了半夜。
And my plane arrived after midnight.
等接我的人带我出了机场。
And after the person who received me brought me out of the airport.
我发现我们的车子开得比牛车还慢。
And I saw that our car drives so slowly, even more slower than those carpooling car.
那是因为路上人山人海啊。
That is because the road was crowded with people.
而且我注意到一件很特别的事。
And then I noticed one very special thing.
路上的每一个人都是不穿鞋子的。
Everyone on the road was barefooted.
上衣可以穿着西装。
They may be wearing suit on the top.
或者穿着很贵的，你知道印度有那些很贵的衣服啊。
Or maybe some of those very expensive robes in India.
但是下面是赤脚的。
But at the bottom, they are barefooted.
所以我就问那个接我来的人。
So then I asked the person who received me.
这搞什么啊？
What happened to them?
怎么会这样子呢？
Why are they doing this?
你们印度人晚上都不睡觉的吗？
Don't you Indians sleep at night?
你们上街都不穿鞋子的吗？
Don't you wear shoes when you go out?
他说你不懂啊。
He said, oh, you don't understand.
你来的时间刚好是碰到我们一年只有一次，只有一个晚上的一个特别的日子。
Because when you arrive at a very special and unusual once a year a day.
只有这一天的晚上。
Only on the night of this day.
就在机场不远的山上。
On a mountain top that's not too far away.
有一个小庙。
There's a small temple.
我们这里知道的人
，All we who know about them，
今天晚上是要拼命的去到那个庙里面。
Tonight we're going to do our utmost to arrive at that temple。
为的表示我们的诚心
，In order to show our fervency，
我们要穿最好的衣服。
We need to put on our best clothing。
但是我们不可以穿鞋子。
However, we're not allowed to wear shoes。
因为如果你穿鞋子，表示你不够诚心。
Because if you wear shoes, that will show that you're not fervent enough.
我说那去那个庙干什么呢？
So then, what are you doing at that temple?
他说你不知道啊。
He said, "Oh, you don't understand."
这个庙里的神呐、啊。
This God in this temple.
一年只有今天晚上。
Once a year, only tonight.
12点开始。
Starting from 12 o'clock,
到天亮之前
before dawn,
他要见人。
He has to.
He want to meet people.
Oh, he want to meet people.
我说这么多人怎么见呢？
So many people, how do you meet them?
他说一个一个进去见。
He said one by one they'll go in to meet him.
我说那这么多人怎么样？他说排队啊。
He said so many people. They said, oh, you just line up.
交了钱
，You pay，
你进去
，You go in，
十秒钟
for 10 seconds,
你就要出去
then you have to leave,
然后就下一个
and then the next person.
我说他们交了钱进去看这个神十秒钟要干什么
So I said they paid and then they go in to see this God for 10 seconds. What are they doing there?
他说因为这个神只有那个时候这十秒钟他听你祷告
They said, because this God will only listen to your prayer for that 10 seconds.
这十秒钟你跟他讲什么他都听。
And then he'll hear, listen to you for anything in that 10 seconds.
我说你们这些人他们排这么长的队他们花这么多的钱然后就看他一年只能看他十秒钟啊。
And I said, these people, they line up for so long and they pay money and once a year they just look at him for 10 seconds.
会跟他求什么
？So what would you ask of him？
他说：“当然，大家求的第一个就是去美国了。
”So of course, the first thing that everyone asks for is to be able to go to America.
他说：“要跟他讲这句话，十秒钟够了。
”So he said, just to tell him for 10 seconds, something like that is enough.
现在知不知道我们这里走来走去都会碰到印度人
？So now you know why we wherever we go now we meet Indians.
我希望这件事情帮助你稍微了解一下。
So I hope that this issue will help you to understand a little bit more.
那些人
These people
要见他们的神
When they want to see their God
要等一年
They have to wait for a year
要走好远的路
And they have to walk a long way
要花很多钱
They have to spend a lot of money
只能见十秒
And they can only see him for 10 seconds.
我们基督徒
And we Christians,
今天因为耶稣基督为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Today, because our Lord Jesus Christ has opened up a new and living way for us.
我们随时随地
Anytime, anywhere.
还不要交钱
And it's free of charge.
然后你就可以跟神说话
And then you can talk to your God.
而且他一定听
And he will definitely listen to you.
而且你可以说很久
And then you can talk for a long time.
但很可惜啊，我们中间很多人不太喜欢去跟他说话。
But it's a pity that many of us do not are not so willing to talk to him.
我们不知道可以到神面前去是多么大的恩典和福气。
We didn't realize how much of a privilege and blessing it is to be able to come before God.
你不要以为这个是给每一个人的。
And don't misunderstand that this is for everyone.
这个只给信耶稣的、哦。
This is only for those believers in Christ Jesus.
那你如果不是信耶稣的，你去跟耶稣祷告，你祷告一百个小时，等于没讲一句话。
So if you're not a believer of our Lord Jesus, then even if you pray for 100 hours, it's not like you have talked to him at all.
因为人的心中如果爱慕罪恶，耶和华是不听他讲话的。
Because if man's heart is loving of sinners and sins, our Lord Jehovah will not listen to him.
那当然我们如果明白了这个
So of course if we understand this,
我们就知道第四节第五节告诉我们信主的人有多大的荣耀
Then we will realize in verses 4 and 5 how glorious it is for those who
有何等的特权
What special privilege they have.
那我们要问了
Then we have to ask,
凭什么就对这些人特别呢
？Why is it that these people are treated so specially？
彼得就在六到八节的里面。
Then Peter in verses 6 to 8，
他引用了三处的旧约圣经。
He quoted from three areas of the Old Testament，
来解释。
To explain，
人对着耶稣这个房角石。
And men be towards our Lord Jesus, this cornerstone.
的态度
Their attitude.
回应
Their response.
会带下多大的不同
Will bring down such a great big difference.
所以我们今天读的要分享的六到十节的经文
So therefore today, the verses 6 to 10 that we want to share.
它的分段我请把 PPT 打出来。
They being divided as following the PPT.
你可以看到。
And you can see.
六到八节就告诉我们，天路客们他们的特权是根据什么
So verses 6 to 8 would tell us the privilege of the pilgrims. What is it based on?
那第九到十节是告诉我们他们的地位和使命。
And from verses 9 to 10, it tells us of their status and mission of the pilgrims.
那我们现在先来看第一段。
So first, let's look at the first division.
那彼得在这里引用了三次的旧约圣经。
And Peter here has quoted three areas of the Old Testament.
第一个引用的是从以赛亚书28章16节。
And the first one is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verses 16.
那里是以赛亚关于弥赛亚的预言。
And this is a prophecy of Isaiah towards our Messiah.
那彼得就在这里说，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Here it is said, the Lord is the living stone, is a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him.
这一个神所宝贵的房角石。
And this precious stone is that's treasured by our Lord.
房角石是一个特殊的名词。
And the cornerstone is a very special word.
它有两个重要的意义。
It has very two very important meanings to it.
第一个是基础。
The first one is the foundation.
第二个是整个建筑的标准。
And it's the standard for the whole building.
根据这一块石头
And according to this stone,
就定位了所有其他石头的位置
And it will determine the position of every other stone.
神今天把他所拣选、所宝贵的耶稣基督
And today, God placed his precious Lord Jesus Christ.
放在锡安
and placed in Zion.
会读圣经的人都知道。
And everyone who knows how to read the Bible understands.
这里讲的锡安
the Zion that's mentioned here.
当然就是指着属灵的耶路撒冷。
And that is talking, of course, about the spiritual Jerusalem.
那如果讲一般小朋友都听得懂的名词。
If we used a term that's all understood by every little child,
那就是教会。
And that would be the church.
天路客所有的特权
All those pilgrims' special privilege
都不是因为他们有什么好
And it's not because they are good themselves.
不是他们特别聪明
And it's not that they're especially clever.
或者是特别比别人优秀有道德。
Not that they are more excellent or moral than the other people.
所有的特权是因为他们是信靠耶稣的人。
All the special privileges because they are believers and trust in Jesus Christ.
这里说信靠他的人不至于羞愧。
And here it says those who whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
更准确一点的说
，more accurately to put it，
是信靠他的人绝对不会将来发现，哎呀，我信错了。
And all those who believe and trust in him will not realize one day and say, "Oh, I believe and trusted wrongly."
绝对不会。
Absolutely not.
你如果依靠的是任何其他的东西
，if you have trusted and believe in any other thing.
将来到审判的时候，你一定会羞愧。
And on the judgment day, you'll definitely be put to shame.
因为你发现你信错了。
Because you will discover that you believed in the wrong thing.
第七节接着说。
So verse 7 goes on to say.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵。
So the honor is for you who believe.
中文的翻译
，The Chinese translation，
还有一般的某一些的英文版本的翻译
，And some certain English translations，
他的是说耶稣在你们信的人就为宝贵。
Jesus in, is precious in you who believe.
但是有少数的英文版本。
However, some minority English
根据英文原文的直译。
It's according to the original meaning.
这句话是说，所以你们信的人尊贵。
So it is saying that so you who believe are precious and honorable.
那我们注意到一般翻译圣经的人。
And we notice that some Bible translators
都避免把荣耀给神的孩子。
They try to avoid to give the honor to the glory to God's children.
因为我们都知道。
Because we all know.
只有主配得一切的荣耀和尊贵。
Only God is worthy of all glory and honor.
但是如果原文这里的意思
However, if the original text meaning here
是这些信的人因着信所以有尊贵和荣耀
is that the believers because of their faith and belief that they have glory and honor.
这就跟第一节第一章的第七节那里讲到信的人有称颂荣耀和尊贵是相对应的。
Then it's the same as comparing to in chapter 1 verse 7 that says that the believer will have praise, glory and honor.
每一个信耶稣的人
Every believer of Jesus
我们的身份
Our status
都是尊贵和荣耀的。
They all are honor and glory.
那彼得第二个引用的旧约圣经是从诗篇118篇22节那里来的。
And the second area where he, Peter quoted is from Psalm 118 verse 22.
匠人所砌的石头已经做了房角的头块石头。
A stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
谁是匠人？
Who is the builder?
当时犹太人的宗教领袖肯定是匠人。
The religious leaders of those days are definitely the builders.
历世历代所有不愿意信耶稣的人都是匠人。
Generation and generations of non-believers, they are all builders.
他们看不起这块石头。
They despise this cornerstone.
他们不愿意信靠这块石头。
They are unwilling to believe or trust in this stone.
但是神却选了这块石头成为神一切工作的基础和标准。
However, God chose the stone to become the foundation and built on the stone.
彼得在《使徒行传》第四章，当他跟公会的人讲道的时候，他也同样的引用了诗篇的这句话。
And Peter in chapter 4 in Acts, in the same way he has quoted this.
然后到了第三次彼得引用旧约圣经。
And by the third time Peter quoted the Old Testament.
他是从以赛亚书第八章十四节那里。
He's quoted from the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 14.
做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
A stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
同样是石头。
In the same way it's a stone.
对着信的人而言。
Towards the believers.
是根基，是标准。
Its foundation is their standard.
对着不信的人而言。
To the unbelievers.
那就是绊脚的石头。
Then it will become a stumbling block, a stone.
他们为什么会绊脚呢？
Why are they becoming a stumbling block?
你注意在中文圣经里面它有一个括弧。
And in the old in the Chinese translation they have parenthesis.
他们既不顺从就在道理上绊跌，更好的翻译是他们绊跌都因不顺从道理。
better translation is that they stumble because they do not obey to the truth.
他们这样的绊跌也是预定的。
And such kind of stumbling is also predestined.
绊脚的石头。
A stumbling stone.
彼得对这个名词一定是非常敏感。
Peter must have been very sensitive to this term.
因为彼得一定记得。
Because Peter must have remembered.
耶稣就用这个名词来说过他。
And Jesus has used this term to talk about him once.
还记不记得在马太十六章那里？
And do you still remember in the book of Matthew, chapter 16?
当彼得蒙到父神的启示，认出耶稣是基督。
When Peter received revelation from our Heavenly Father and recognized Jesus Christ.
要不了几分钟以后。
And just a few short minutes later.
他就被耶稣严严的责备。
And he was severely rebuked by Jesus.
然后耶稣就说
And then Jesus said,
你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思
Because you stumbling me because you do not understand God's meaning but only man's meaning
不体贴神的意思
You're not considering God's
就是不顺从神的话
That is not to submit to God's word
这些不信的人为什么会跌倒
？Why are these unbelievers stumbling and fell？
因为不顺从神的话。
Because they did not submit and obey God's word。
今天任何一个人
，Today any one of us，
如果你不顺从神的话
，If you do not submit to God's word，
你注定就会跌倒。
You're destined to fall and stumble。
一个信主的人
believer of our Lord,
他一切有的特权
all the special privilege that he has,
是因为他信靠耶稣
is because he believe and trust in Jesus.
那一些弃绝耶稣的人
those people who reject our Lord Jesus,
他们为什么会跌倒
why did they fall?
因为不顺从神的话
because they disobey God's word.
我不知道你看出来没有。
I don't know whether you've seen this and recognize it.
信靠神的话
believe and
信靠耶稣
believe and trust in Jesus.
跟顺从神的话
and submitting to God's word.
其实是一个铜板的两面
It's actually two sides of a coin.
你不可以有一面没有另外一面
You cannot have only one side and not have the other side.
如果你只有一面没有另外一面就说明你这一面可能不是真的
If only have one side of it and not have the other side will illustrate that maybe your one that side is not even real
特别注意他们这样绊跌也是预定的
And especially notice that pay attention that they stumble like that is a definite thing
彼得没有说
Peter
他们不信神是预定的
Peter did not say that they did not believe that this is predestined by God.
彼得说他们绊跌是预定的。
Peter said their stumbling is predestined.
那他们为什么会绊跌呢
？Now how is it? Why are they stumbling?
因为他们不信。
Because they do not believe.
你注意哈。
Pay attention.
这里讲到神的主权，他预定。
And talk about God's sovereignty. He's predestined.
他预定说不信就会绊跌。
He is predestining that those who do not believe will stumble.
这里也有人的责任。
And here is man's also responsibility.
人决定了不信，就必定带下绊跌。
Men have decided not to believe and is predestined that they will stumble.
从第九节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
讲到天路客的地位和他们的使命。
Talks about a pilgrim's status and their mission.
彼得在这节圣经里面用了旧约里面很多神单单给以色列人特权的名称。
And Peter used a lot of special terms that God has used for the Israelites.
用来描写天路客这个团体。
And it's used to describe pilgrims, this group.
就是教会。
That is the church.
请注意这个从第二章的第四节开始。
Please pay attention that from starting from chapter 2, from verse 4,
彼得的重点不再是个人。
And Peter's focal point is no longer on individuals.
而是教会。
But on the church.
被拣选的族类。
A chosen race.
这是《生命记》七章六节里面。
And it's Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你。
The Lord Jehovah from all people, he has chosen you.
特作自己的子民。
To be his own people.
彼得把这一节圣经给以色列人的那个特权用在教会上。
And Peter uses this special privilege for his people to apply on the church.
当时彼得写信去的这一批天路客。
And at that time when Peter wrote this letter for the pilgrims.
他们住在哪里？
Where are they living?
大部分就是今天的土耳其。
Most of them is in the modern day Turkey.
他们从黑海、地中海一直到爱琴海这个中间。
From Black Sea and Mediterranean to the Aegean Sea.
这一块地方当时是被罗马帝国所征服的。
This part of the area of the land was being conquered by the Roman Emperor.
而这一块地方里面有的各种不同的民族的人住在那里。
And at that time, there were all different types of tribes of people who were living there.
除了有犹太人以外，还有斯拉夫人、土耳其人、阿拉伯人、波斯人。
And other than the Israelite, there was the Slav and the Persian and all kinds and Turk.
可是今天在耶稣基督里。
But today in our Lord Jesus Christ,
这一些外邦人被神拣选成了新的族类。
That these Gentiles being chosen by God become a new people.
你知道族类这个字，如果要现在的翻译，应该是翻作 races.
And today this word being translated into, it should be described as races.
在基督里。
In Christ Jesus,
有了新的生命的人，
people with a new life,
他们是属于一个新的 races.
They should belong to a new race.
他们是有君尊的祭司，
they are royal priesthood.
这是根据出埃及记十九章第六节那里的话。
And this is according to Exodus chapter 10 verse 6.
彼得让这些天路客明白。
And Peter enables these pilgrims to understand.
他们是属于神的国度。
They belong to the kingdom of God.
他们是皇家的祭司。
They are royal priesthood.
他们不但属于王。
They not only do they believe into the royalty, the king.
他们侍奉王。
They serve the king.
他们活在王的面前。
And they live in front of the king.
教会的地位
and the status of the church
是与基督一同作王
and is to be king to reign together with Christ
并且一同服侍父神
and together to serve Heavenly Father
圣洁的国度
a holy nation
犹太人被分别出来归给神
the Jewish people being separated to belong to God
成为圣洁的国度
to become a holy nation,
在出埃及记十九章第六节那里
in the book of Exodus chapter 9 verse 6
就是这样的描写
and this is how they describe it
今天的教会
today's church
也要分别出来
and has to be separated, set apart
归给神
to belong to God
有一个非常重要的概念我们一定要记住。
And there is a very important concept that we must definitely remember.
教会如果和社会没有分别
If the church has no difference together with the society,
肯定就是不圣洁。
It would definitely not be holy.
分别出来归给神。
To set apart to belong to God.
并不表示跟世界隔离。
It doesn't mean that it's separated from the world.
Separate.
To separate.
不 equal. Isolate.
It's not equal. It's not equaling to isolation.
分别不等于隔离。
To set apart doesn't mean it's being segregated.
我很喜欢 Warren Wisby 的一句话。
We like Warren Wisby's one saying.
他说 contact.Without contamination.
Is that contact without contamination?
有接触却不被污染。
有 contact without contamination.
我们在这个世界却不属于这个世界。
We are in this world, but we are not of this world.
我们在这个世界里面是盐是光。
We are in this world, we are salt and we are the light.
却不被这个世界污染。
However, we are not contaminated by this world.
属神的子民
People who belong to God.
马拉基书三章十七节
Malachi chapter 17 verse 3.
他们必属我，特特归我。
They will belong to me and specially belonging to me.
那这句话它原文的意思是，他们必属我，成为我特有的珍宝。
And this original meaning is that they belong to me and they are becoming my precious, most precious.
那彼得在这里讲到属神的子民的时候
And when Peter here talks about people belonging to God,
他是用马拉基书三章十七节翻译成希腊文以后的同样的名词来形容神的百姓。
And he's using the Malachi verse 17, using the same term to describe these people.
这是为什么有一些英文版本翻译成说，你们是神的 peculiar people.
And that is why in some translation it's talk about they becoming God's peculiar people.
这个 peculiar 的意思是非常特别，是非常有价值的。
And the meaning of peculiar is very special and has a great value in it.
千万不要把这个特别。
And definitely do not use this peculiar, the special.
想成了奇怪。
To imagine it and turn it into weird.
你知道有一些基督徒很奇怪。
You know that there are some Christians who are really weird.
但是他们不是很特别。
But they're not very special.
因为那个特别的意思是对着那一个主人，这个东西很特别。
And because this word means that it's towards the master of it is very special.
这个东西对主人来讲是很有价值。
Towards the master, it has a great value.
不久以前有一个毛笔啊。
No, not too long ago, there is sort of brush, special brush.
拍卖
，to be auctioned，
卖几百万美金啊
！And they were being sold for millions of dollars, U.S. dollars.
奇怪了，一个破毛笔能卖这么多钱呢
？And I find that to be very strange, as sort of old and broken.
搞了半天，原来那个是乾隆皇帝特别爱的一支笔。
And after a long time, I found out that it's a special Chinese pen brush that is treasured and liked by Emperor Qianlong in Qing Dynasty.
那个笔本身也是不错的。
Well, that brush itself is not too bad.
但是绝对没有几百万美金的价值。
And well, it definitely does not have a value of a few millions of dollars.
但是它现在有这么高的价值。
But now it has such a high value.
是。因为
，It's because，
他曾经是乾隆皇帝特特归给他的。
Because it once belonged, especially the value that's given by Emperor Qianlong.
是他特别喜欢的。
Something that he specially liked.
彼得告诉所有信耶稣的人。
Peter told all those believers of Jesus.
不要相信别人怎么来论断你。
Don't believe in what or how other people are just are judging you.
你的价值不是根据你去哪一个大学。
Your value does not depend on which university you go to.
不在乎你挣多少钱。
Does not depend on how much money you make.
现在很多我知道的很多年轻的美女们呢。
And today, many young, beautiful girls that I know.
你们以为你们的价值就是因为你们长得很漂亮。
You wrongly think that your value depends on how beautiful you look.
还有一些男生以为自己他身上那几块肌肉很值钱。
And there are some young male that think that their value depends on the few pieces of muscles on them.
我承认我很羡慕。
And I admit that I really envy you.
但是我告诉你，那没太多价值。
But let me tell you, that is not of such great value.
因为总有一天你的肌肉会变肥肉的。
Because definitely one day your muscle will become just fats.
你非常有价值。
You are of great value.
不是你的一张照片就有几百人、几千人、几万人给你点赞。
It's not because of one photo of yours there are few millions or thousands of people who will like it.
你有价值只有一个理由。
You have great value for only one reason.
你是特特归给神的。
You specially belonging to God.
Peculiar.
Very clear.
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
特特的。
You are very peculiarly belonging.
你是非常有价值的。
You are of very great value.
因为你属于神。
Because you belong to God.
彼得在告诉天路客们。
And Peter goes on to tell the pilgrims,
他们是被拣选的族类。
They are the chosen race.
注意啊，是是。
It's yes, yes.
他们是有君尊的祭司。
They are a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
And you are a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
You are a people of God.
彼得没有说你好好干，你有可能是。
Peter did not say, just work well, work hard, and you may become.
因着信靠耶稣。
Because of your trust and belief in Jesus.
你已经有这个身份和地位。
You already have the status and position.
有了这样的身份和地位。
With such kind of status and position.
这是多么尊贵的地位和身份呢？
What an honorable and glorious position.
有什么目的？
What goal and purpose?
神为什么把这么特权的尊贵给了你，给了我呢？
Why does God give you and I such special privilege?
九节下面告诉我们。
In verse 9, the following it tells us.
我们的使命或者说我们的呼召是什么？
What is our mission or maybe for our calling?
是要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这节圣经我们需要看一下三个不同英文版本的对照。
This verse of the Bible, of the translation, we need to look at comparison in three different areas of English translation.
ESV 说是你们可以宣告他的卓越。
ESV says that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you.
NIV 说你们可以宣扬他的赞美。
The NIV said you may declare the praises of him.
Young 是字面翻译。
And the Young's in the face on the of superficial translation.
是你们可以展现他
that the excellencies you may show forth of him. There's a very important concept in the Bible.
那就是你是谁?
And that is, who are you?
你的呼召是什么?
What is your calling?
就会决定了你的行为。
It will determine your behaviors.
因为你是君尊的祭司。
Because you are a royal priesthood,
圣洁的国度,
the holy nation,
属神的子民,
people of God,
所以神呼召你,
therefore God calls you.
呼召你做什么呢?
Why is he calling you?
呼召你要 declare 是公开的宣称,
that he may publicly declare,
正式的宣告是 proclaim,
the proper proclamation,is to proclaim.
Show forth 是展现
to
是见证
show forth is to develop and to testify.
展现什么?
What is he developing and testifying?
中文翻作美德
and Chinese translations call it virtue.
也可以翻作神奇妙的作为
and it can be translated into the amazing actions, deeds.
这个字它就有这两方面的意思
and this word has this.Two meanings.
美德说到什么?
And what does virtue say?
是说到他的所事。
It's talk about what it is.
奇妙的作为是说到什么?
The amazing deeds, what does it talk about?
是说到他的所作。
And talks about what he has done.
换一句话说。
In other words,
教会的责任是什么?
What is the church's responsibility?
教会的使命是什么?
What is the mission of the church?
就是要把主他的所事和所作展示出来。
That is to show forth what God has done and what he is.
你们还记得主耶稣在使徒行传第一章第八节最后给门徒们的一个叮咛吗？
Do you remember in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, the God Lord's instructions to the disciples?
你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，是我的见证。
That you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the world.
这个叫做 show forth, 展示。
This is called show forth.
这个叫做 proclaim, 叫做 declare.
This is called proclaim and to declare.
如果用我们中文简单的话来讲，这个叫做见证。
And to use a simple words in Chinese is to testify.
我不知道我们中间有多少人知道，我们教会的名字里面有两个字，叫正主。
I don't know how many of us realize that there's a word in the name of our church. It's called testimony.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是盼望在恩城这里有一群人能够靠着主的恩典把主的自己他的所事和所作展现出来。
That is that we are hoping in this church of Englewood that a group of people will be able to review and show forth the what God has done and what God, who God is.
这就是为主做见证。
And that is to testify for our Lord.
为主做见证当然包括了宣告，也包括了宣称。
Of course, to testify for the Lord includes to proclaim and to declare.
但是恐怕还要再超过这个一点点。
However, I fear that we may have to exceed that a little further.
是我们的生活，我们的行为，我们的态度。
That is our living, the way we are, and our deeds and our attitude.
不只是个人，是我们这个团体能不能够让人看见耶稣的美丽。
And not just individually, but whether other people can see the beauty of Jesus in our group, through our group.
非常可惜，今天大部分的弟兄姐妹都以为教会存在的目的是要满足人的需要。
And it's quite a pity that a lot of people, majority people feel that the church exists to satisfy people's needs.
我们决定一个教会的好坏，就是看看它能够满足多少人的需要。
We determine whether a church is good by finding out whether it satisfies most people's needs.
但是全本的圣经告诉我们，教会存在的目的是为着彰显基督。
But the whole Bible is telling us the existence of the church is to magnify our Lord Christ.
一个教会越多的彰显基督，
the more a church magnify Christ,
就是一个越好的教会。
A better church it is.
彰显不只是在人的面前显明出神的美丽。
To magnify is not just to reveal the beauty of God in front of people.
其实彰显这个词，圣经学者告诉我们，它更重要的是在神的那一面。
To magnify, actually, the Bible scholar tells us that it's actually in the, on the side of God.
这是为什么 NIV 翻译为宣告赞美。
This is why NIV translated into declare and proclaim and to praise.
当一个教会可以流露出耶稣基督美丽的时候，那就是教会的赞美与敬拜。
And when a church is able to show forth Jesus, a Christ's beauty, is worship and praise.
今天流行的敬拜赞美，
Today is the popular praises and worship.
很多都不是基督美丽的流露。
And many of them are really not the show forth of Christ's beauty.
有些甚至于是人肉体的表演。
And sometimes it's actually even the performance of the flesh.
记得耶稣说，真实的敬拜乃是在灵里，也是在真理的里面。
Remember what our Lord Jesus said, true worship is in worship and in truth.
彼得在这里特别用那召你们出黑暗如奇妙光明者来形容我们的主。
And remember, Peter here is who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light to describe our Lord.
无论是以色列人当年在埃及为奴的时候，他们是在黑暗中。
Whether it was the Israelite people in those days when we were the slaves, they were in darkness.
或者是这些外天路客没有信主以前，是坐在死荫幽谷里面。
And all the pilgrims who were before they believed in the Lord, they were dead in the dark valley of death.
都是神荣耀的大光，让他们进入到神爱子光明的国度。
And it was through the glorious big darkness, a big lightness of God to enter, enable them to enter into the kingdom of God, the Son of God.
每一个神的孩子，
every child of God.
当我们被神拯救进入到光中的时候，
When we are rescued by God and enter into His light,
我们就有权利来敬拜，来赞美。
Then we have the privilege to worship Him and to praise Him.
神在圣经中有一个很奇妙的应许。
God has a very amazing promise in the Bible.
就是他丰满的彰显与同在。
That is his magnificent manifestation and his presence.
是在神百姓的敬拜中，团体的敬拜中。
Is in the group worship of God's people.
这是为什么圣经命令基督徒不可以停止聚会。
And that is why God has commanded Christians cannot, should not stop gathering together.
每一次当神的儿女聚集在一起的时候，
Every time when God's children gather together,
无论是唱诗的部分，
Whether it's the hymn,
祷告的部分，
The prayers,
擘饼的部分，
or the breaking of bread,
讲道的部分，
And the preaching and the sermon,
都是在敬拜彰显基督的自己。
They are all worshiping and magnifying Christ Himself.
很可惜的，
It's a pity.
有人以为唱诗是在等人。
And some people misunderstood that singing the hymns is waiting for other people to arrive.
所以习惯性的迟到。
And therefore they habitually, they arrive late.
他不知道唱诗是献灵祭最好的机会。
They didn't realize that singing the hymns is the best opportunity to offer spiritual sacrifices.
因为那个时候每个人都可以开口。
Because that at the that time, everyone can open up their mouth.
唱诗的时候不开口的人，你不知道你失去了多少的福气。
Those who remain silent during the singing of the hymns, you don't realize how much opportunity you have lost.
前两天我看到一个影片。
In the past 2 days, I saw a movie.
有一群乌克兰的弟兄姐妹。
There was a group of brothers and sisters from Ukraine.
躲在防空洞里面。
They hid in the cave.
他们在那里唱诗。
And they were singing hymns there.
他们在那里祷告。
And they were praying there.
虽然他们面对的是随时有死亡可以临到他们。
Although they were facing every sudden death at that any moment.
但是你。在那个诗歌和祷告中，你看见主的平安与他们同在。
But through their prayers and hymns, you see God's presence and peace with them.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。
You were not a people before, but now you are God's people.
从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
彼得用以西结书二章23节的话作为4到10节的一个总结。
Peter used Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 34 to use it as a conclusion or summary.
这段话原来是描写被盗的以色列人。
And this was used to describe the rebellious Israelites.
现在却用来摆在小亚细亚这帮外邦的天路客身上。
But now is used in describing the pilgrims in the minor Asia.
其实彼得这个话也用在你跟我的身上。
But actually, these sayings of Peter are used applying onto you and I.
因为我们每一个人生下来，我们就是可怒之子。
Because we all born sons of the wrath.
我们都不是神的子民。
We are not people of God.
只有神的怜悯临到的时候。
Only when the mercy of God arrives upon us,
我们才成为神的子民。
Then we can become people of God.
第四节讲到神的拣选。
The verse 4 talks about the choosing of God.
第十节讲到神的怜悯。
The verse 10 talks about the mercy of God.
整段的圣经都让我们看到神无限的恩典。
The whole part of this paragraph talks about the unlimited mercy.
因为这样的恩典。
Because of such grace,
我们有何等荣耀的身份与盼望。
We have such glorious status and hope.
我们可以成为神居住的殿。
And we become the temple that God dwells in.
我们可以在敬拜中进到神的面前。
And through worship, we can come before the God, our Lord.
我们是神所拣选的族类。
We are the chosen race of God.
我们是有君尊的祭司
We are a royal priesthood.
是荣耀的国度
We are a holy nation.
是属神的子民
We are people of God's possession.
而在这一切的特权之外
And it's outside of all these special privilege.
神给我们更大的特权
God give us an even greater privilege.
我们可以赞美敬拜来高举耶稣的圣名
We can praise and worship and exaltate Jesus' holy name.
我不知道我们中间有多少人，你真的觉得好兴奋。
I don't know how many of us among here feel very excited.
我们原来是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
We originally die in death and transgressions.
神高举我们。
And God has raised us, lifted us.
让我们可以与王子同坐。
That we may be seated with the prince.
以至于我们这些人今天可以高举耶稣基督的名。
And that we, these people today, we can exaltate Jesus' name.
何等的特权。
What a special privilege.
何等的荣耀。
What glories.
难怪约翰卫斯理会写下那么好的诗歌。
No wonder John Wesley will write down such a good hymn.
何能如此
How can it be?
如我也能。
If I can be.
我想请张志姐妹带我们把这条诗歌再唱一遍。
We ask our sister Zhang to lead us to sing this hymn one more time.
如果可以的话，我们站起来唱。
If possible, let's all stand up to sing.
May the Holy Spirit see that who we were before. 我们今天是谁？
And who we are today.
我们今天可以敬拜，可以荣耀赞美我们的主。
Today that we can worship and we can praise our Lord.
天父，但愿你的圣灵继续的在你百姓中工作。
Heavenly Father, may your Holy Spirit continue to work among your people.
让我们看见我们蒙受的是何等大的恩典。
So that we may see the great, what great grace that we have received.
但愿在你面前的敬拜和赞美成为我们一生的工作。
May the worship and praises in front of you become the lifelong work for us.
但愿耶稣基督的美丽可以从我们的个人，更从我们的教会中彰显出来。
May our Lord Jesus Christ's beauty and glory be magnified amongst us individually and corporately.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.